This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is official. There's no other way to put it. It is a major political realignment. The Democrats have had the biggest losses they've had since 1920. Pre-Depression level information. This is a total political realignment. And listening to syndicated talk radio, watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC last night, monitoring it all, in between broadcasting with the great crew, doing our own nightly news for 6 hours, and then watching hours of news and reading hundreds of articles, or scanning over hundreds of articles, we can see the new battle configuration. The talking point is this is a repudiation of the Tea Party, but as a political realignment and an endorsement of the Republican establishment? What it is the establishment wanting us to have a fake revolution and have business as usual, and then have people in 2 to 4 to 6 years disenfranchised with the Republicans and run back to the Democrats. It doesn't work like that. You're not going to just have people get mad in 4 to 8 years and then have a few percentage point move. You're having massive moves that are realignment level, and they're happening quicker and quicker because time is compacted now because of technological and societal developments, accelerations, and pressure. So the Republican establishment is not going to spin this and then just sit back and continue. Obamacare, they helped, right? The Republican leadership went along with it. Whether it was Mitch McConnell or John Boehner or people like Mittens Romney, same story. And they are at war with the Tea Party that is just classic Americana, low taxes, Second Amendment, private property, the family. The Tea Party has its own problems. It loves war, on average, torture, watching 24, delusional stuff like that, Team America stuff. But not so much anymore. It's so libertarian now, where the Tea Party began 8 years ago on record with the Ron Paul movement. The next to last time he ran for president, that there's a real struggle. And so they have the talking point out there saying, this is a repudiation of the Tea Party. Tea Party candidates got elected at the state level and some to Congress at the federal level all over the country. But it was Tea Party sentiment and anger that drove the historic shift as the Republicans gained, 16 more seats in the House, a whole bunch of seats, gaining control of the Senate. We're going to go over the numbers today. This is a big, big, big deal. And it's a political realignment. CNN's like, we congratulate the Republicans and the president does on their win. No, it was a repudiation of Obama. Now, here's the $64 trillion issue. Are the Republicans going to repeal Obamacare or just tinker with it and claim they did by removing a few pieces? Are they going to let Obama go for total amnesty? Will Obama officiate what's already going on? Will Obama certify the fact the borders are already wide open? I mean, that's a fact, Jack. Will he do that? Will they let him act as a dictator for 2 years now that they, quote, have the power? That's why there's a move from Fox to CNN to syndicated conservative radio with these pundits on to say repudiation of Tea Party, certification of Republican blue bloods. When any real analysis of that shows that's a fraud. And to his credit, he knows where his audience is. Rush Limbaugh came out last night and said the same thing. He said if the Republicans would have fully endorsed libertarian, Tea Party, paleo-conservative ideas, they would have had an even bigger landslide. Of course they would. CNN this morning and MSNBC had their experts going, these are good Republicans. Settle down. Work with us. That's how you're going to win. Don't get aggressive. Don't get radical. Don't call us out because we can literally destroy them now if we get radical.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
And because early voting runs through this Friday, you don't have to wait until Election Day. You can vote all week.
The Rio Riva County Clerk's Office reported this afternoon that a voter trying to cast an early ballot in Española today was told he had already voted 3 days prior.
Activist on the tape goes on to suggest that discarded ballots could be collected from what she called Ghetto Aurora, saying that African Americans and Mexicans tend to throw out their ballots.
But it didn't work.
As for those programs we do need, I'll make them work better and I'll make them cost less.
Thousands of federal workers are issued taxpayer-funded credit cards so long as they buy items that cost less than $3,000 or micro-purchases. Our review found about $20 billion in just about the course of a year.
We'll save billions by cutting waste and improving management and strengthening oversight.
We asked all of these other major federal agencies based here in D.C. for their micro-purchase shopping lists, and all refused.
I'm pledging to cut the deficit we inherited by half by the end of my first term in office.
The Independent Congressional Budget Office warning a new fiscal crisis is coming if Washington doesn't get its spending in check.
Yeah, Obama
raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Live
live from the InfoWars.com studios.
First, Ebola is not spread through the air like the flu.
Ebola is capable of entering human airway cells. Ebola is primed to be able to have respiratory transmission.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. You are either with the Republic or against it.
Waging war on corruption, broadcasting worldwide, November 5th, 2014, on this Wednesday edition, a truly historic day, a truly historic broadcast. This is a near total mega political realignment, one of the biggest peaceful political realignments, not just in U.S. history, but in Western electoral history. Republicans have every congressional seat in Arkansas, a Democrat state just 6 years ago. Republicans elected black women to Congress. Republicans elected young women to Congress. Republicans elected Hispanics to high office. Republicans across the board in southern states elected the first black men for the Republican ticket into Congress since right after the Civil War. It goes on and on and on. A massive repudiation of the entire establishment. Last night, during our 6 hours of live coverage, the crew did an excellent job, and all the other hosts here at InfoWars Nightly News and syndicated operations. But it was still disgusting to cut to the different Republican victory speeches where it was just the same old Republican country club types with their connections to the big banks and the people that helped write Obamacare and the Republicans that compromised on restricting the Second Amendment and the police state and the warmongering. We have our work cut out for us. But at the same time, it is a huge sign that the Democrats are at the weakest position they've been since 1920. Pre-Depression numbers. The Democratic Party has been routed across the board. Here's the problem. The globalists have the Republican blue blood leadership waging war on the Tea Party and their own constituents, circling the wagons now, announcing they're going to go after the Tea Party now because they understand that's on their flank. They just want to be in power. They want business as usual. That's why they all got up with talking points, the blue blood candidates that won, riding the Tea Party wave, and said, we want to get things done. We want to pass all these bills. We want to get this Pacific Partnership done. We want to, get these energy deals done. What they mean is they want to water down the globalist agenda on the surface and ram it through. You notice we don't hear from Mitch McConnell or John Boehner about repealing Obamacare. We hear about, quote, fixing parts of it. You don't fix something written to selectively jack up taxes on people and double and triple their premiums. The average premium's already doubled. Everyone I know, it's gone up at least 70%. Some people, it's doubled, tripled. Now they say get ready this fall and next year, this fall into the winter and the next year, for it to go up even more. They've already gone up on my dad almost 100%. He just got a letter last week. He showed it to me when I was at his house this weekend with the kids. And they said, you and your wife have not had a claim since 1990, but it just doesn't matter. You're going to be fined $5,000 by Obamacare because our rate is too low, and you're supposed to buy this amount each year. Here are my parents, both 66, and they never use their insurance, and they're healthy. And they've just been told, we've got to increase your premium $250 a month, and they've already jacked it up. So the big insurance companies got together and wrote a monumental screw job where they get half the increase and the government gets the other half as a tax. It surveils everything you do. It brings in control. And now McConnell has come out right after he won and said, no shutdowns of the government and no full Obamacare repeal.
But it doesn't matter. His wife's wearing a pretty red dress and smiling and has nice hair and nice makeup. I'm going to puke.
Mitch McConnell tried to defeat Rand Paul when he was running for the Senate against the Democrats. When Rand Paul won, he took him under his wing. And I think Rand Paul needs to get out from underneath Mitch McConnell's wing. I'm going to vomit. And, of course, on the same news article I'm looking at, there's a picture of Boehner, who, behind the scenes, is holding hands, not with Obama. Sure, he plays golf with him and smokes cigarettes and drinks with him. I could care less about that part. That's the only human part of these people. Behind the scenes, the same special interests are holding hands, running this. And I know you know this. That's why you're the enemy of the establishment, because you know the game. You know we've been conquered by fraud. You know the narrative of truth that if we put it out there, we'll bring these people down. And that's why the talking point on every channel, whether it was conservative or libertarian or liberal or establishment, all the state-run affiliate media was saying a repudiation of the Tea Party, a repudiation of Obama, tying the two together when they're polar opposites, and an endorsement of establishment Republicans. So the system is now lashing out at its real enemy. They're going to give us lip service. They're going to tinker with Obama's blanket amnesty. They're going to criticize him on the surface. But they're going to let the whole agenda continue because the people that own this country through fraud want that. Even Rush Limbaugh's come out and says, drive-by media and GOP establishment team up to spin elections as repudiation of Tea Party. I got to hand it to Rush Limbaugh. I feel sorry for him. He's hard to understand now because he's hearing impaired. But he got really bad under Bush going with the establishment. But he knows where his bread's buttered with his listeners especially. And he knows they're all libertarian conservatives basically and that they understand what's going on. And he's come right out and told the truth. But I was sitting there watching it last night and covering it, and that's clearly what was going on. So the reason Rush Limbaugh is saying exactly what I'm saying is not because we got some memo from the stork that dropped it down the chimney. It's because that's the truth. And it's the establishment Republicans that if they would have just embraced reform, going back to the Republic, going back to what made us so exceptional and so great and so wealthy and so admired and so loved, they would have had a total sweep. And they already had a massive, devastating victory. But it was the people's victory. It was a repudiation. And it was Republican voters voting for blacks, black women, Hispanic women, young women, because they had good rhetoric and had been in local office and done good things. Listen, I could care less if somebody's black, if they'll leave my guns alone and cut my taxes. Believe me. That, quite frankly, without a choice over a black conservative libertarian or a white conservative libertarian, I'd vote for the black conservative libertarian just because I want to get blacks off the plantation and voting for free market. So, I mean, I guess I am discriminatory. I would vote for a minority patriot over a white a patriot because we need, I agree with Rand Paul on this, to broaden the base. But you don't do that by waddling in to the middle of the situation and saying, okay, we'll be nice. We'll accept the 60 million. It's got to be like 60 million. It's not 35 million. It's way more. Everybody knows that. It's off the chart. Of all these illegals, and then just accept them and say, we'll do whatever you want for a North American union, because that's what this is about, is breaking this country up. And, of course, I'm being a bit tongue-in-cheek. I'm not a discriminatory type person. I would study the candidate and find out who the very best was. But if they were almost the same candidate and I couldn't decide who was better, I might, just to change the face of the Republican Party, go with a minority. Because I don't care. I just want freedom. I care about the content of somebody's brain and their actions. And I'm sick of the good old boy networks of the Ku Klux Klan-run Democratic Party. And this is a giant rejection of race-based politics. They jumped the shark. They went whole hog saying, turn your guns in, accept Obamacare. Your families aren't good. And if you don't agree with us, you're a racist. You're a homophobe. You're a sexist. If you don't like Hillary Clinton, everywhere she campaigned for people were the biggest nosedives. She campaigned heavily in Arkansas. Total Republican takeover. It doesn't work anymore. And so it's a repudiation of race-based politics. I don't think they're dead, but they're on their knees, and they're going out if we want it to happen. We'll be back. Stay with us.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We'll give you the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com headlines straight ahead. Give the number out and take your phone calls.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Americans, it's the end of the world as you've known it. Hi, this is Larry Crist, the baby boomer back at Plan.com. And right now, if you're a middle-class American, you probably feel like you're being squeezed out of existence. As incomes drop, food prices rise, and job markets remain abysmal, how will you provide the cash flow you and your family need to survive? Every generation knows that the old plan of trading 40 hours a week for 40 years, then retiring to a golf course is a thing of the past. But while the traditional concept of retirement is fading, a new and exciting time of re-inspirement is emerging. You can find out how friends of mine from 25 to 85 years old have learned the secrets of creating cash flow and freedom they never dreamed possible in my free special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Yes, it is the end of the world as we've known it, but you'll be re-inspired by my special report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Call 800-704-4117. That's 800-704-4117.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down.
a very good sign that despite the fact that America is so sick of Republicans, so sick of country club blue bloods with their crony capitalism, getting their SNL bailout money and getting their no-bid weapons contracts and trying to create a North American Union and Bush signing it in secret with Paul Martin and Vicente Fox in 2005 in Waco, Texas. We're sick of both parties. We know they're disgusting. We know that Congress needs a giant enema, basically. And I'm sorry to use a term like that, but we all know what's going on up there. As Mark Twain said, politicians are like diapers, and both should be changed frequently for the same reason. It comes down to that. But they really are a reflection of we the people. And the fact that Republicans were desperate for change and got fooled into voting for Obama to put him into office, and then now they're desperate for change and they voted in a mixed field of Republicans. Some of them we don't know who they are. Some of them are establishment. Others look like really good Tea Party type folks. The fact that the system's going after the Tea Party and the mainstream state-run media is teaming up. I was watching all these former White House officials from Obama's camp on MSNBC this morning going, these are reasonable establishment Republicans that want to get things done. Obama is calling them all. This is very good. We're going to stop the extremist Tea Party together. And if the Republicans want to expand their lead, they just need to be reasonable. The only reason the Republicans gained all these seats was because the ideas of liberty were being demanded, and a lot of Republicans picked up that rhetoric. They're going to be out on their butts as well if they don't deliver. And the Democrats are going to move, and the announcement's been made by Obama, we'll play a clip in a moment, that they are going to go for amnesty by Christmas, and that Obama doesn't care what it does to Democrats. That's because it won't matter. Governor Moonbeam, who wants to ban all guns and who's wrecked California, came out and, of course, got reelected last night in a landslide. And they basically merged us with Latin America, and the takeover's happening. So it won't matter in a couple years because the states won't be able to stop the illegals from voting. And then they will vote for the Democrats, and it will be checkmate. So we're already in check right now. And if we don't get out of check playing this chess game right now, the globalists who want their North American Union and who want to be able to do whatever they want are going to win. So we all better, who support liberty, regardless of what color you are, better reach out to all of the white trendies and all of the, quote, minorities, or really the majority worldwide, and say, do you really want socialism and collectivism? Do you really want to pay trillions in banker bailouts that are bipartisanly being pushed? Do you really want to go with the Democratic Party who would pass Obamacare and are screw jobs meant to bankrupt the country and make you go on welfare so they can control you as a political class? And in his victory speech last night, Governor Brown said, it doesn't matter whether you're born here or whether you're here illegally. Welcome. This is your state. And it's its own rotting country. Its problem is, though, even though it's a beautiful state, I love it from the central area on up, and a lot of great people, most of those people are fleeing because they can't live under the socialism, under the social engineering, under the nightmare situation. So here's the headline report. Executive amnesty, no matter how big, a shellacking for Democrats. Let's go ahead and play that clip from ABC News.
Officials tell me the president is prepared to aggressively pursue his agenda, using his power of executive authority where he can't work with Congress. And the big one is going to be on immigration reform. White House officials tell me that the president will move forward with an executive order on immigration reform, no matter how big a shellacking Democrats get tonight.
So all right, let me say this very, very calmly, okay? We were told in January this by the Border Patrol. We proved it with our cameras 3 months later. Okay? I'm going to say this very slowly for new listeners. The border's already open. The Border Patrol is forced to load the illegals on buses and ship them to Democratic facilities where they're signed up to vote and given welfare. They've also made a deal, bipartisan, to take over all the major apartment complexes and house the illegals with federal funds. Section 8 housing. Okay, it is a giant criminal conspiracy. It's bipartisan with the Blue Blood Republicans.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
There is some bad news. I'll tell you about it. Bad news in the election.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their minds. The children start to march. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I would give the InfoWars Nightly News team doing 6 hours of live broadcast an A+. I'd give myself about an A. I'm not good at applying makeup. And they were like, come on, apply makeup, everybody else is. So I went and put makeup on and got some of the powder in my eyes. And about 4 hours in, I just had to go. So I tried to wash out of my eyes and stuff, but by then my eyes were so inflamed. That's why by the end of it, by about 10 o'clock at night when I left, I was getting really angry because my eyes were burning. I've gotten Tabasco in my eyes. It doesn't hurt as bad as makeup. It just keeps burning and burning. So on our front, give the crew an A+, give me an A for not applying makeup right. But, hey, I'm not good at it, so I've been shown about 20 times how to do it, but I usually don't wear makeup on there. Not wearing any right now. If you're a radio listener, you go, what do you mean I'm wearing any? you know, radio is show business for ugly people. We're simulcasting video always at infowars.com/show. You can see the nightly news and more on all my films when you subscribe to prisonplanet.tv. And by the way, we have cable networks, satellite uplinks, broadcast TV stations, over 100 of them in a file that have been getting a hold of us the last year saying, we want your show, we want your show. So I've just got to get the nightly news officially launched up to an hour. I've got to pay for the uplinks and connect to all of it, and we're going to instantly have a huge, giant audience. And I have dropped the ball super royal. Not my crew. I've dropped the ball super royal because I've been so busy doing radio interviews, working on the nightly news, doing the radio show, doing research, and a bunch of family stuff that's come out in the last year that we are about 10 months behind here. But by the new year, it's all going to be done, all going to be launched, and you'll be able to call stations in your area, UHF, VHF, cable systems. So many of the owners and managers are listeners. It's just insane the contacts we've got. I mean, broadcast TV stations in Houston, broadcast TV stations in Atlanta, broadcast TV stations in Chicago, broadcast TV stations in Los Angeles, ready to carry it every night. And I've just been tinkering with it, messing with it, and trying to get it looking so good and perfect. We're just going to go with it, okay? But last night was a really exciting beta test, 6 hours live, and no teleprompters. Of course, we have to put in a delay because after hours of makeup in my eyes, I did start dropping some S words, and I apologize for that, and that's why I left. Because, I get up at 6:30 in the morning, it's 10 o'clock at night, and look at these politicians. Bravo Sierra is the only word sometimes I can use. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So I give myself maybe an A-minus now. But overall, powerful transmission yesterday. And we're going to try to get all that uploaded. Well, it is archived, the entire 6 hours, to prisonplanet.tv. We'll try to take some of the highlights of the election coverage. It was great analysis. It wasn't just the horse race, looking at the numbers, and, you know, bashing Tea Party the whole time, no matter what broadcast it was. Because Limbaugh's right. I've never seen such a unification of state-run Democrat media and the Republican leadership to go after the Tea Party and say, they're discredited, they have no power, they're bad, they're evil, they're racist, when they're the people that caused this realignment. It's the establishment now trying to make sure they can maintain control. They're scared. They're not invincible. Now, I want to take your phone calls, the toll-free number, to talk about election 2014, the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all coming up. I want to hear from first-time callers in the first few rounds. Then by the middle of the next hour, it'll be open to everybody. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. I want to run through, though, the good, the bad, and the ugly, mainly good. There is some bad. Places like Washington State, with Bill Gates funding it, did pass draconian gun control. And Bloomberg's help. I told you, of course, the governor got reelected in California and basically declared that California's a new Mexican state. How many Mexican states are there? Like 10 or something? Maybe it's the 11th Mexican state or 12th Mexican state. But it's not even a Mexican state. It's the big drug cartel, you know, crime systems state. But meanwhile, the gun control movement was routed almost everywhere else. So a huge repudiation and a huge referendum on victim disarmament, that's all coming up as well. But I want to go to a report that John Bowne put together for last night's coverage, dealing with You Didn't Build It. And basically showing the fact that the United States was loved and admired from Japan to France, from Germany to, you know, Caribbean islands, the entire world, from Russia to Prussia. The whole world marveled at the United States because most of the inventions, most of the amazing art, you name it, came from here. And we did build it. The true immigrants, the swashbucklers, the trailblazers, did build this country. That's why the system demonizes it, because it threatened the entire European system of monopoly. of crony capitalism, of letter of mark, of licensure, of centralized control. Europe had been going through Renaissance for 500 years, but still it was mainly a centralized system. But the Renaissance flowered in North America, and everything we've seen for 300 years, even before the founding of this country, has been a struggle to suppress innovation. Read the writings of George Washington, what the war was really about. That's why they demonize him so much. Here is John Bounds' report for InfoWars.com.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. You didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out
there. Benjamin Franklin invented thousands of things.
Never leave till tomorrow, which you can do today, Benjamin Franklin.
It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hardworking people out there.
Thomas Edison.
There is no substitute for hard work, Thomas Alva Edison.
If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life.
Most pilots learn when they pin on their wings and go out and get in a fighter, especially that one thing you don't do. You don't believe anything anybody tells you about an airplane, Chuck Yeager.
Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive.
Democracy is a pathetic belief in the collective wisdom of individual ignorance. H.L. Mencken.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Nothing strengthens the judgment and quickens the conscience like individual responsibility. Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Don't let anybody tell you that, you know, it's corporations and businesses that create jobs. You know, that old theory, trickle-down economics. That has been tried. That has failed.
The Internet didn't get invented on its own.
I took the initiative in creating the Internet. I took the initiative in moving forward a whole range of initiatives.
There's some things just like fighting fires we don't do on our own. I mean, imagine if everybody had their own fire service. That'd be a hard way to organize fighting fires. So we say to ourselves, ever since the founding of this country, you know what, there's some things we do better together.
The basic philosophy between the so-called extreme left people and communists and socialists and the so-called philosophy on the right of the fascists and the Nazis was really the same. How can this be? They're supposed to be opposites of each other. And then I began to realize that there is something more common to all of these philosophies that was left out of my training and education. And that was the ideology of collectivism. Began to realize that the thing that was common to them all is something called collectivism. And that's a word that is not very well used. It's not very entrenched in the vocabulary of most people today. But I found out that it was a very commonly used word about a century ago. People wrote a lot about collectivism, and the opposite of that would be individualism. Those are two words that are sort of abandoned today, but in my view, I think they need to be recaptured and understood and used more.
America is big enough to make room for many different kinds of thinking, but many liberals have claimed to see virtues in socialism and communism, which I, for one, have not been able to find. To promote their ideas, American liberals have become a highly organized, hardcore establishment in the United States. And they have been excusing their appeasement and coddling of communism on the ground that they were being tolerant, broad-minded, and working for peace.
Remember always that you not only have the right to be an individual, you have an obligation to be one. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Death and taxes. Don't talk about politics or religion.
of enemy propaganda rolling across the picket line. Lay down, G.I. Lay down, G.I. We saw it all through the 20th century. And now in the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned with what's happening in this world. I'm concerned with the structure. I'm concerned with the systems of control. Those that control my life and those that seek to control it even more. I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want. It's up to each and every one of us to turn loose just some of the greed, the hatred, the envy, and yes, the insecurities. Because that is the central mode of control. Make us feel pathetic, small, so we'll willingly give up our sovereignty, our liberty, our destiny. We have got to realize that we're being conditioned on a mass scale. Start challenging this corporate slave state. The 21st century is going to be a new century. Not the century of slavery, not the century of lies, issues with no significance, of classism, statism, and all the rest of the modes of control.
Get that video posted up to prisonplanet.com and infowars.com as soon as we can. We also did an amazing pro-Second Amendment piece last night that premiered during the six-hour expanded InfoWars Nightly News. That'll be up in the next few hours on InfoWars.com and prisonplanet.com. And remember, if you're a radio listener out there, it is essential, it is key to tell your friends and family, whether you listen on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, how they can tune in. That's how we reach more people. We're on the verge in the Liberty Movement of taking back the states, taking back the counties and cities, taking back the federal government, and the entire establishment has their wagon circled against us. Your calls are coming up, but let's go through some of these headlines here. Republicans expand majority in the House of Representatives and get a huge added 12 seats on top of the seats that they already had. So that's 12 on top of 234. They threw out a bunch of Democrats in Illinois. Every Democrat in the Congress in Arkansas thrown out. That's not happened in 140-plus years. Democrats sink to the pre-Great Depression levels in state legislatures, probably the lowest ever in the original party of the United States. Democrats weakest since 1920s. Again, just amazing. How the candidates who Hillary Clinton campaigned for do at the polls? Well, the answer is they lost. That's out of the Daily Caller. Just shows a total repudiation of her. We're now hearing headlines where, or seeing headlines where Obama era is over. Well, he's meant to get his job done. That's why he's going to do what's unpopular. Open borders, gun control by executive order, you name it. Because it's foreign interest doing this. We focus on the dumbed down masses that support the establishment, but they're just mindless victims of this, ladies and gentlemen. The real threat are the puppet controllers that pull the strings. Here's another Zero Hedge headline. The economy's so strong, it just cost Obama the Senate. That's what's really scary, is I have a Bloomberg article. We already knew this, but it's when it's in Bloomberg. That's when they start telling you what's going to happen. It means they want to cover their butt. Singer Elliott says U.S. growth optimism unwarranted as data cooked. Top fund manager says the economy is, quote, totally fake, deep crash coming. Totally fake, deep crash coming. We're not out of the woods by a long shot. And I hope the establishment is concerned enough about what's going on to realize they better pull up or they're going to wreck the whole system. Rand Paul has come out and said Hillary Clinton has been soundly rejected. This is a referendum on her. That's out of the Hill. I agree with that statement. Ron Paul's come out and said the two-party U.S. political system, in reality, a monopoly. That's what they're trying to maintain, attacking the Tea Party. It's just a challenger to that. But if both the big parties don't get it together, won't matter how many illegals they bring in for their new North American system, they as a political class will be removed. Because Americans are used to prosperity and they're not going to put up with the fact that globalism is meant to make us poor. Washington State approves expanded gun background checks, bans gun shows basically, requires background checks on all sales and transfers. That's always done ahead of confiscation. So that's some bad news there. There is some good news. Second Amendment crushes gun control candidates in midterm elections across the board, except for California and Washington, where the globalists have taken over. Continuing, history's made. Tim Scott becomes the South's first ever black man to enter the United States Senate by winning a public election as a Republican, not a Democrat. Hard to believe there's never been a black senator. Amazing. And now it's a Republican. I guess they're going to call that racist or call him an Uncle Tom or something. Johnny Ernest wins election, first women to represent Iowa in the U.S. Senate, elected as a Republican. They're not going to like that, are they? Because they want it to all be about race and religion, not about lower taxes, more freedom. Eric Holder has released Fast and Furious documents that got him cited for corruption on election night, hoping that that would be like doing you-know-what in the wind. Greg Abbott steamrolls Wendy I Love Dead Babies Davis in Texas governor's race. That's certainly good news. And there goes Rick Perry to run for president. Wisconsin GOP Governor Walker wins re-election. But Obama's coming in as a lame duck with executive fiat dictatorial power. Your call's coming up.
Did you know by age 50... half of all men have an enlarged prostate. This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
second and third hour. Luden, James, Eugene, Ted, Angela. Or is that Angela? The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers, is 800-259-9231. But to boil this down from my perspective, you have these globalist megacorporations that are creating a worldwide standardized cashless society, removing state sovereignty, national sovereignty, into supranational globalist organizations, in their own words, to create a planetary corporate world government that is anti-free market, anti-family, eugenics-based. They want to continue the dog and pony show and the two- and three-party systems across the world indefinitely while setting up police states as a rearguard action to secure that the people could never get control of a state and bring them to justice. It's like Hydra from Captain America. It's a criminal mindset that feeds on different systems. And we have to recognize that it's organized crime we're fighting and not let the big mega banks scapegoat capitalism and free market for all the horrors that are taking place. And America has gotten a 6-year example of what collectivism does. It creates poverty. So there is a massive rejection of collectivism. The problem is the establishment Republicans are still in control. They're scared. They're trying to block the libertarian patriot movement. We have to fully support it, promote it, and jump on every new Republican governor who was elected, every new legislator, every new mayor, not just federal, every senator that just got elected, every new House member. Hey, you repeal Obamacare. You repeal shutting down our clean coal plants. You make China lower those tariffs or we go to trade war. They do things that create a level playing field for this country, not a divide and conquer. And we can do that. But if we don't, it's going to be business as usual. We have to scare them immediately. And Mitch McConnell came out last night. Politico headline. We've got the video. And he said, we're not going to repeal Obamacare, and we're not going to shut down the government. That means you're going to continue with all the special interests, the looting of the country. Mitch McConnell, your hundreds of millions of dollars you've gotten while you're in office isn't going to be worth anything, and your grandkids aren't going to have a future if you continue to be a blue-blood globalist. You look at these politicians, so many of them are just nothing but teleprompter reading, Politico, talking heads that only want to play golf all day. They don't even know the issues. Most of these politicians are a bunch of idiots. Mitch McConnell, though, knows exactly what's going on. And John Boehner knows. So they're the enemy. We're going to go to break, come back, and go right to your phone calls briefly. We are going to get more colloidal silver bullet in next week. And in the next few weeks, we are going to be getting in the proprietary developed system, and I call the secret sauce. That'll be available at InfoWarsLife.com. We are very close to selling out of DNA Force. We are very close to selling out of Survival Shield X2 and Lung Cleanse that are in the Biodefense Combo Pack. So I'm just warning you, last time DNA Force sold out, we didn't have it for 14 weeks. It's very hard to get these organic proprietary super nutraceuticals like the CoQ10, the BioPQQ, and others that we have in DNA Force. So we may sell out of the X2. We'll have the regular iodine. That's excellent as well. Survival Shield. We got plenty of that. So if you want X2, you want Lung Cleanse, you want DNA Force, we've been sold out of silver for a month. I mean, I don't just say we're selling out to sell stuff. We sell out. InfoWarsLife.com. High-quality products. You support the broadcast as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening.
Your calls,
GCN.
A ton of news straight ahead.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.